So she's putting up the field?
That's right. On the first day of October, by public auction.
Public auction? What will happen?
Men will make bids.
Bids? Bids? For my field? Just who would insult me by bidding for my field here in Carrickthorman?
There might be outsiders, but...
Outsiders? Are these the same outsiders who took the corn from our mouths when the potatoes went rotten in the ditches?
Ah, no, bull.
Are these the same outsiders who took the meat from the tables when we lay in the ditches with the grass juice running green from our mouths?
Take it easy.
Are these the same outsiders who drove us to the coffin ships and scattered us to the four corners of the earth? Are these the same outsiders who watched whilst our valley went silent, except for the cries of the last starving child?
The English are gone, Bull.
Gone! Because I drove them out. Me and my kind. Gone! But not forgotten, Flanagan. No outsider will bid for my field.
You said, well said, well said! You're the bull, you're the bull, you're the bull! That's
your father, Ty.
The widow will get £50 from me for the field, the silly woman. The priest will get his Easter jewels. And we'll all be happy in Carrickthorman. Give everyone a drink.
Come on, the bull!
Come on, come on! It's that new priest! It's coming!
Why are you interfering, Father? This is none of the church's business.
It's the widow's field. She has the right to sell it.
No. It's my field. It's my child. I nursed it. I nourished it. I saw it to its every want. I dug the rocks out of it with my bare hands and I made a living thing of it. I only wilted that green grass. That lovely green grass, and you want to take it away from me, and in the sight of God, I can't let you do that.
Can't you find another field?
Another field? Another field? Jesus, you're as foreign here as that yank. Another field? Are you blind? Those hands, do you see those hands? Those rocks? It was a dead thing. Don't you understand?
This is the widow's field. That's the law. The common law.
There's another law. Stronger than the common law.
What's that?
The law of the land. When I was a boy, younger than Tiger, my brothers and my sisters had to leave the land because I couldn't support them. We wasn't rich enough to be priests or doctors. So it was the emigrant ship for all of them. I was the eldest, the heir. I was the only one left at home. Labor was scarce. So my father and I, we had our breakfast, dinner and tea, working in that field without a break in our work. And the mother brought us the meals. One day, my father sensed a drop of rain in the air. And the mother helped us bring in the hay before it was too late. She was working in one corner of the field and I was working in the other. But the third day I saw her fall back, keel over, so to speak. I called my father, I ran to her. My father knelt beside her, he knew she was dying. She said an act of contrition into her ear and he asked God to forgive her sins. And he looked at me and he said, fetch a priest. Fetch a priest. And I said, spring the hay in for. Let's bring the hay in for. My father looked at me with tears of pride in his eyes. He knew I'd take care of the land. And if you think I'm going to face my mother in heaven or in hell without that field, you've got something else coming. No color, uniform, or weapon.